Welcome to the Fablo AgriLife podcast, where we promote better living for healthy Texans. Every episode, we'll cover a health or wellness topic, as well as some lifestyle challenges that we face. Welcome back to the Fablo AgriLife podcast. I'm Jocelyn, and I'll be leading today's podcast. But with me today is the fabulous Drew. Drew.
Hi, everyone.
And we're going to talk about, I call it hot baby or hot car. What do you call it, Drew?
I call it hot baby too, because we don't want to leave our kids or our fur babies in the car while we're out. But it is a heat stroke warning. There has already been 2 deaths, and so from kids. So we want to make sure that we are getting our kids out of the car.
Yeah, especially in the state of Texas. I mean, we're pretty much a desert. You know, the heat really rises. And then depending where you live in Texas, the whole humidity. But it's really, really hot in general. So to be stuck in a car, I mean, heat strokes can arise. You can end up with dehydration. And there's a lot of warning signs with heat stroke as well. You can have dizziness, nausea, confusion. You will sweat sometimes as well. I mean, there's a lot of different symptoms, but definitely for sure people can die. Like Drew said, already we had 2 deaths this year, and we don't want the number to increase. We want it to decrease. So our little safety tips is definitely those who are mommies, before you get out of your car, just do a turnaround, like look back and make sure your kid's not there, your fur baby's not there, maybe your adult elderly parent's not there. Like make sure nothing is in the backseat. That's like our quick tip, like just take a minute and just look back from your driver's seat to the backseat. Because we're in a hurry and we forget.
Or you're running late, or you think, hey, I'm just going to go run into the store real fast. It's not going to take that long. And that quick 10 minutes, your car can heat up quite significantly in that 10 minutes. So you really don't even want to do that, to run into the store real fast. Make sure you're taking them home, or you're even taking them in. I know right now we're trying not to take the whole families into the stores and stuff. But, you know, if we have to, it's safer than leaving them in the car.
It's just a little thing. And another thing is to make sure, because sometimes we've locked ourselves out of the car, and that's very scary. And hopefully you don't lock yourself out and your child's in there, because that's happened to a few people. It even happened to a celebrity, I believe, and she broke her window. So like do little checks, whether it's like, okay, where are my keys? Check the back seat, like have a little quick check before stepping out of your car.
Right. If you're having grocery bags, put your groceries back there with the child. Take off your shoe and put a shoe in the bag, your briefcase or whatever, just so you know to check that when you get out, just as a reminder.
Another reminder, like I know what I do, and I don't take my dog a lot with me when I do, but what I usually do is put my purse. Well, sometimes my phone. Sometimes I just throw my phone and my purse in the back seat. And that's kind of going to be an easier reminder, because then you have to go to your back seat to get your phone or your purse, and then you can check what's back there. But that's right. like a little tip, like throw something back there that you have to grab before getting out of the car. And then that's your little quick reminder.
Jocelyn, I like you throwing your phone in the back seat, because that helps you when texts go off that you're not texting and driving, you're not being that distracted driver either.
That's true. I know phones can be very, very distracting. But of course, if heaven forbid you get locked out or and there's someone stuck in the car, hopefully someone around you, or if you have your phone, call 911. They will come and unlock the car, break a window, whatever necessary to get the person out. That should be the last resort, but 911 emergency personnel are there to help you.
And at the same time, when you're walking into the store, make sure, I mean, I know I don't want you to be creepy about it, but look into cars. If you see a baby or a child in a car that's locked and turned off, something needs to be said. Do not let that child or that puppy die in that car because of that. Make sure something is said. You go tell a manager, like you said, call 911. Something needs to be done, because was it an accident? Was it, I'm just going to run in real fast? It is, the car, like I said, heats up significantly in that just 10 minutes, even if you think you're in the shade.
Didn't you have a demo machine that tracks the heat in the car, right, Drew?
I do. I think I'm going to set it up tomorrow even, that I can see the temperature. It shows you the temperature outside the car, and then it shows you the temperature inside the car. And it heats up so much so fast.
And then talking about making, like Drew brought it up, like if you see something, especially someone in the car, and you don't know, like report it. I will say it's a funny story, but it's not funny at the same time. What happened was my public health nurse, like my first year in extension, like 5 years ago, she did like hot baby demo. So she had a fake doll in the back seat, in the back of the car, and then with a sign about the hot baby demo. What happened was one of my coworkers came to visit us in the office, saw the fake baby, but thought it was a real baby and was like having a heart attack. And he was like, oh my God, there's a baby in the car. And then I was too calm, cool, and collected. And I was like, oh, that's okay. And he's like, no, like call 911. I was like, no, it's a fake doll. But he was very concerned and he said something about it. So you should be concerned and say something about it. Luckily, it was a fake doll. It was for demonstration only. We just forgot to take the doll out.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, make sure that it is real, I guess, before you
but it's before good to you go break a window. You know, rather be safe than sorry. So I'm glad
you're right.
Did.
You're right. I'm glad they said something and didn't just like kind of tiptoe around it. It was a for real concern. You know, with this heat stroke stuff, it's also really hot. And I know we're trying to go outside more, maybe go for a walk. Watch out in the heat of the day. Make sure you're hydrated. Make sure somebody knows where you're going. It has happened to me before where I've gone on a little jog and I've gotten overheated. I didn't have my phone and a neighbor saw me and I had to lay down in their driveway and they had to call my husband. Yes, it was very embarrassing, but make sure that's not happening to you. Make sure you're hydrated. Somebody knows where you are. Take your phone with you, because right now, the other day I went for a walk and I thought, oh, it's not that bad. And I had to call my husband within 20 minutes to come get me. Where we live, I have to go somewhere. So he had to come get me within 20 minutes because it was just too darn hot outside. And I knew I hadn't had enough water.
Yeah. So if possible, because yeah, you're right. When you go on walks, try to have a water bottle with you if possible. And definitely for sure have your phone because you never know.
I know. And it's nice to stay disconnected during those times, but it's just a safety issue now. We're all used to them. Just have your phone with you, you know, even if you want to just put it in a little pack, a pocket and think you don't have it. It's just a safety issue now.
Well, any final thoughts, Drew? I will say we do have a heat stroke warning infographic on our Facebook pages, and stay tuned to Drew's Atascosa Facebook page, where she'll be posting about the hot baby demo with the car heat demonstration. She's going to take a picture and show you the difference within like 10 minutes of how hot it got in her car. So this is really good information. Make sure, just again, quick reminders, throw something in the back seat, take a look at the back seat, make sure no one's in your back seat, take everyone out of the car, especially now in Texas, it gets really, really hot.
Yes, like we said, there's already been a couple of deaths and we want the numbers this year to go down, not to go up on this heat stroke. National Heat Stroke Awareness Day is July 1st, so look for more information to come.
Yeah, thank you.
Stay safe.
Be mindful.
Just breathe.
Stay sweet.
And stay fab.
You've been fabloed.